Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of the Volunteer State. I am Mike Wilson, attempting to adequately sub in for John Adams and his sweet dulcet tones. I'm joined by Blake Topmeyer, a staple of this fine podcast, as we talk Tennessee football, post-Florida, pre-Vanderbilt, we believe. Always hard to know week to week what's going to happen. We're going to focus in today on Tennessee's coaching staff. We're going to start off with a quote from Jeremy Pruitt after Tennessee lost to Florida the other day. Mind you, Jeremy Pruitt earlier this year made a closing the gap kind of comment about Tennessee and Alabama. Slightly comparable comment here. There's probably not much difference in this team.
The team in this locker room and the team in the other locker room. Obviously, there is based off record. But that team that just beat us, they won the East today. So I ask our guys, how much difference is there in us than them? Okay, and let's figure out how we get there. Get there as a staff, get there as a program.
What do you think of that, Blake?
Well, it's debatable whether I know much about football, but I would disagree with Jeremy's comment in that there's not much difference between the team and Tennessee's locker room and the team in Florida's locker room. For one, Florida has a potential Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback. If Kyle Trask is not the Heisman Trophy winner, he's probably going to be the Heisman runner-up. Tennessee has perhaps been as bad at quarterback as anyone in the SEC. So from that position alone, you could say the difference between Florida and Tennessee is number one to number 14. So I am pretty good at math, and that is as large as the difference can be in a 14-team conference. But beyond that, I mean, Florida has star players. Kyle Pitts, you go beyond Kyle Trask. Kyle Pitts is, from where I sit, the most talented player in college football. Tennessee has nothing like Kyle Pitts on its roster. And you look at Florida's wide receiver position. I mean, Kyle Trask is a great quarterback, but he also is very blessed to have a really good wide receiver core, maybe behind Alabama as being the most well-rounded wide receiver core in the country, especially if you throw Kyle Pitts, a tight end, into that receiving mix. I mean, those guys got great separation on Tennessee's defense, I thought, on Saturday. There were times where I thought the pass coverage really wasn't that bad, but, there's just more talent on Florida's offense than there is on Tennessee's defense. If you compare defense to defense, I think there maybe the comparison is a little bit closer, but comparing Florida's offense to Tennessee's offense, it's not even close. The second part of that quote is get there as a staff. And I mean, I think we're going to see some changes there in the offseason for Tennessee. Whether that helps them get to where Florida is as a staff, hard to say, but you can't have a season like this and not make changes.
They say the only constant is change, Blake, and that is definitely true of the Jeremy Pruitt tenure at Tennessee when it comes to coaching staff. There are only three assistant coaches still on staff from Pruitt's original staff after he was hired in December 2017. Yes, 2017. Chris Wenke, Brian Niedermeyer, and Will Friend. And only Will Friend is still coaching the same position he was hired to coach. Niedermeyer moved from tight ends to inside linebackers after 2 years, and Wenke moved from running backs to quarterbacks after one season. Friend remains the offensive line coach, for better or for worse. So there's just been a lot of turnover here. And I think, as you said, we're expecting to see turnover. Which side of the ball would you anticipate seeing more turnover on?
Boy, that's a tough one, because I think you're going to see turnover quite a bit on both sides. We already know, I mean, the defense has a head start, because we already know Tennessee is going to have a new defensive line coach following Pruitt's knee-jerk firing of Jimmy Brumbaugh just 4 games into Brumbaugh's tenure. So we got one new face there. I think we'll probably see a second new face. So I would say, there's only 4 defensive assistants at the start of the season. I think we could see 2 new faces on that side of the ball next year. Someone to replace Brumbaugh, and then of Niedermeyer, Ansley, or Shelton Felton, I think we see at least one go. Offensively, boy, I think we could see as many as three new faces on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, you got six assistants there, so you know, there's more room for turnover. Will Friend's contract is expiring, but he is the long-tenured guy on this staff. He's the guy that you know has the long-standing relationship with Pruitt. I think we could see Friend back next season. Chris Winkie, boy, there's been a lot of criticism of the quarterback development or lack thereof, and I think fairly so. You have to wonder if Tennessee will want to make a change there. I think Jim Chaney will be back. I know he's come under a lot of criticism this year. Jim Chaney is set to make $1.7 million next season. I don't think he's going to find anybody else to pay him $1.7 million. So I think departing for somewhere else is not going to look all that appealing for him. And I think from Tennessee's perspective, firing Chaney and bringing someone else in that's qualified for the job could be hard to do after Tennessee's burned through Tyson Helton and then Jim Chaney and Pruitt's tenure. Mike Bobo's a guy out there that Pruitt's worked with in the past who could be on likely be on the market, would be one candidate. But I think it's likely that Chaney could be back. But, you know, you look at guys like Jay Graham, T. Martin, I could see them having opportunities elsewhere. And then with Joe Osovet and Brian Niedermeyer, you know, I think both of those guys are on staff primarily for their ability as recruiters. And I wonder if Jeremy Pruitt makes a decision after the season that he needs to head back in the direction of more player developers and decide who he wants between Niedermeyer and Osovet, whoever that is, have them coach tight ends and maybe replace the other one with a actually qualified person to coach inside linebackers.
So, I mean, total sum, we're thinking maybe up to five new faces on this staff between the two sides of the ball.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good number. And like we said, I mean, they got a head start with, we already know there's going to be one new face with Brumbaugh. And yeah, I think overall, you know, you got 10 assistants. I think we could see four, five new ones next year. And I don't think it's all going to be staff firings. You know, if you look at Jeremy Pruitt's tenure so far, he has had a fair bit of turnover in his staff up to this point. Of course, that's not uncommon in college football. But really up to this point, it hasn't just been a bunch of firings. Terry Fair was fired after his first season, 1 year as Tennessee's cornerbacks coach. And then Jimmy Brumbaugh was fired after four games this season. But a lot of the guys, pretty much everybody else that's left Pruitt's staff has been of their own decision, or at the very least, you know, in the case of Tracy Rocker, his contract expired and then he left for a different job. Whether there would have been an avenue to return, probably not, but you know, he wasn't fired. He played out the string on the contract and then left for another job in the SEC. So I think it could be, again, a case of, you know, guys leaving the staff for other jobs, maybe not necessarily better jobs. Some might be lateral moves. But I don't know that we'll actually see that many firings after the season.
Two specific coaches to touch on, and you kind of mentioned this, but T. Martin is being talked about as a candidate at South Alabama. And now that job is open, he's been a candidate there before. His hometown, Mobile, he's got recruiting ties there, a lot of connections still in the area. What do we make of that? And then also there's a lot of talk right now about potentially Jay Graham in South Carolina, where he's coached before with Shane Beamer, who was just hired as South Carolina's head coach. So there's some chatter there that potentially Jay Graham could head for South Carolina to join up with Beamer staff. What do we make of those two situations?
Yeah, it's interesting because I think if you asked a lot of Vols fans, who from this staff would you like back next season in terms of the assistant coaches, I think T. Martin and Jay Graham could be the first couple guys off the list for a lot of fans. And some of that is nostalgia. You know, those guys were obviously prominent players in Tennessee's program under Philip Fulmer. Vols won a national championship, of course, with T. Martin as quarterback. And then they further earned some goodwill when they became the only assistant coaches to accept pay cuts this year that were requested by the athletic department during this time of financial hardship in the pandemic. The other eight assistants of Tennessee's coaching staff declined pay cuts. Martin and Graham accepted. So they further earned some goodwill, I think, within the fan base for doing that. And yet, you know, they're two guys that, like you said, could have opportunities to leave. With T. Martin, I think the opportunity is going to be there for him to be a head coach at some point in his career. You know, he had kind of mixed results as an offensive coordinator at USC. And, you know, I think it might actually be an easier path for T to become a head coach at a Group of Five school than to become a coordinator again at a Power Five school. That might seem counterintuitive, but sometimes the guys who make the best coordinators don't make the best head coaches, and vice versa. I do think T is a guy that will get an opportunity to be a head coach. I mean, he's almost certainly not going to be able to jump from wide receivers coach to head coach at a Power Five level, but somewhere like South Alabama, where he's, like you said, with T being from Alabama, it just makes a lot of sense for that job. I mean, it makes sense that he would be a candidate there. And even if it's not there, I think, you know, we could see T get opportunities. But I think if it's not a head coaching job, I think we'll see T back next season. With Jay Graham, that's interesting because it would be another case of a guy leaving for a lateral move. You know, we saw that with David Johnson, Tennessee's running backs coach last season. I would argue leaving Tennessee for Florida State is a lateral move. Now, granted, he went to reunite with Mike Norvell, who he'd worked with at Memphis. But nonetheless, this would be a similar scenario of that playing out, of Jay Graham making a lateral move for South Carolina to reunite with someone he worked with previously. But from Jay Graham's standpoint, it kind of makes sense. Like, you know, you restart the clock with Beamer at South Carolina rather than you go into next season and kind of a make or break year for this staff. And so, you know, if you're not entirely thrilled with the way things are going here, I think it would make sense for Graham to seriously consider an opportunity, you know, should one be extended to him there at South Carolina.
And you mentioned Mike Bobo. Interesting possibilities there, obviously. He was South Carolina's OC, interim head coach. Doesn't appear that he'll be retained at South Carolina, but I also don't think that that's really established. Long resume as a coordinator, but also very well known as a quarterback developer. Is there a path for a guy like that to end up on Tennessee staff, given his ties to just the SEC, to Georgia with Jeremy Pruitt? I mean, there's a lot of connections there. Is there a path for someone like that to join not in an offensive coordinator role when they'll likely have offensive coordinator possibilities elsewhere?
I think that's a really good point, Mike, and that's why – you know, before this podcast, I referred to you as an adequate replacement for John, and I'm perhaps sold you a little short off air there. This might be coming in a little bit above an adequate performance as John's replacement, because, you know, when I mentioned Bobo earlier, I was thinking from an offensive coordinator perspective, you know, if Tennessee did move on from Jim Chaney, Bobo is a guy that Pruitt has a relationship with there. You know, that might be a possibility, but you make a great point in that you could keep Jim Chaney. And if Tennessee wants to make a change at quarterbacks coach, you know, if Bobo is unable to land an offensive coordinator job somewhere in this cycle, then being a quarterbacks coach in the SEC would probably be the next best thing. He has that relationship with Pruitt from their year working together at Georgia. And so I think that actually would make some sense for Tennessee. I don't think it makes a lot of sense to swap Jim Chaney for Bobo at the offensive coordinator spot. Certainly this has not been a season that's a ringing endorsement of Chaney's abilities at offensive coordinator. And Tennessee's offense remains one of the worst in the SEC. But I think Tennessee's best option at that spot could be to stick with Chaney for another season. But I do think that, you make a really good point there about the possibility of, if Bobo can't land an offensive coordinator job somewhere, then he would make a lot of sense for Tennessee as a quarterbacks coach.
We'll be right back.
The holidays can definitely add some unwanted stress. And these days, everything is go, go, go. Nonstop hustle has taken over, and it's kind of a lot. Hi, this is Adam for Coors Light. There's only one beer out there that's literally made to chill, and that's Coors Light. The mountains on the cans or bottles even turn blue when chilled to perfection. Coors Light is brewed with a three-step cold process. Cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's actually made to chill. As the games are getting hotter, reach for the mountain cold refreshment of a Coors Light. You can even have Coors delivered to your door. Go to get.coorslight.com and find local delivery options near you. So when you want to reset your busy life, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Coors Light. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
My thoughts with Bobo are interesting, though, because this is a guy who is the head coach of Colorado State for 3-4 seasons. Let go, ends up as the offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach at South Carolina, and then interim head coach at South Carolina. I mean, it's a pretty steep drop to go all the way from head coach at Colorado State, but head coach nonetheless, to offensive coordinator to just position coach. That definitely would be an interesting kind of not decline. That's a little bit insulting, I think, but just it's below where he's been in terms of being a position coach. But they also can slap that passing game coordinator label on Mike Bobo to raise the pay grade, which is something they did with T. Martin as well, because he wasn't brought in here as an OC. He's brought in, I believe, as wide receivers coach and passing game coordinator. So those are roles there that do exist. Let's run through this staff, Blake, just kind of one by one. Get your thoughts on if that person will be back next season or if they will no longer be with Tennessee next season. And we'll start off on the offensive side of the ball with quarterbacks and Chris Wehnke.
I'm going to put Wehnke in the not back category. And he does have 3 years on the staff, 2 years, though, coaching quarterbacks, a position that hasn't shown a lot of growth. If they think Wehnke's a key guy in their 2022 recruiting cycle for quarterbacks, then maybe they hang on to him from a recruiting perspective. But I think Tennessee's got to get better there at the development. And so I'm going to put him in the out-the-door category.
And one thing to clarify with this is not a prediction on firing, let go, departing on their own accord. No prediction on that. It's just a will this person be back next season or not. No prediction on the reasons for the departure. Let's go to running backs and Jay Graham.
I'm going to say Jay Graham departs as well. And so that would be three running backs coaches in a 3-year span if that came to pass for Tennessee, because as we mentioned, David Johnson, a really solid recruiter for Tennessee. They lost him to Florida State after last season. So I'll say Jay Graham is gone as well. So I'm racking him up.
4-4 seasons. Wehnke was right. Running backs coach his first year. Wehnke, David Johnson, who moved from wide receivers to running backs, and then hopped to Jay Graham. So we've gone through four, right?
Yeah. You're blowing away that adequate description, Mike.
Man, just the coaching staff knowledge is through the roof right now. We're never going to get better than this. That's for sure. It's too much time in quarantine. I've had time to study. T. Martin, wide receivers / passing game coordinator / assistant head coach is also part of his title.
Yeah, I'm going to say T. Martin is back. I think, like we said, he's going to get looks for some other opportunities, certainly at South Alabama. I would think he's going to get a good look there, but I'll say T's back next year.
That's where we're going to differ. I would say T. Martin's gone. I think he's going to have opportunities to hop to a head coach job if he wants it. But I think gone on all three so far. But I'm asking you the questions. So tight ends, Joe Osivet, who's in his first year at that position.
Boy, I'd really just love to lump Joe Osivet into and Brian Niedermeyer into like one person, because, you know, I really feel like you keep one and one is gone, because, again, as I mentioned, they're both on staff first and foremost for their recruiting abilities. And I think one of them stays and winds up coaching tight ends next season. But I'm going to say Osivet is back. I'll say they keep Osivet.
Same page, this one too. Now we're going to go ahead and hop on over to the offensive line with the longest tenured assistant, Will Friend.
Boy, offensive line is a position that I feel like has not reached its potential in the last couple seasons. It has improved throughout Tennessee. It's throughout Jeremy Pruitt and Will Friend's tenure that this was a unit that was frankly terrible, that Will Friend inherited in 2018. And now it is adequate, but there's a lot of talent there. And guys like Wanya Morris and Darnell Wright in particular have not lived up to their five-star billing. Nonetheless, Friend is paid very well. I think he would have a hard time finding that salary somewhere else. He does have the long-standing relationship with Jeremy Pruitt. And you can say that this line has gotten a little bit better maybe as the season has gone along. I thought the line did some good things against Arkansas and Auburn. So I'm really on the fence on this one, but I'm going to say Will Friend is back.
I think Friend is a key word here, though. I mean, he and Jeremy Pruitt, their history. I mean, that it's good to know the head coach on that level.
For certainly. Sure.
Now we will flip on over to defense. We don't even need to touch on the defensive line coach because there will be a new defensive line coach next season. Jimmy Brumbaugh won't be back because he's already gone. Sliding to the outside linebacker, kind of stand up defensive end position, Shelton Felton, who's in his first year at Tennessee after coming back.
Yeah, if Felton, this is his first opportunity as a Power Five assistant. You mentioned coming back. He was an analyst off the field for Pruitt in year one. Actually, I think his position group is held up okay this year. I mean, Kevon Bennett, before he was dismissed from the team, for reasons nothing to do with Shelton Felton, obviously, was having a pretty good year. I think DeAndre Johnson has flashed at times. Tyler Barron is one of the freshmen getting the most playing time. And so I'm going to say Felton is back. And put me down, we kind of mentioned it earlier, but put me down as Jim Chaney coming back as well. So I'm keeping score here. I got Chaney coming back. I got Felton coming back.
Man, we were going coordinators at the end, Blake. You jumped.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the big coordinator roles at the end, man. That hurts. You just, okay. I was doing an adequate job, and then you just.
We weren't on the same page.
Out like that. Nah, that's okay. We'll keep swinging and chopping away here. Inside linebackers, Brian Niedermeyer.
Well, I said that if Osavet's back, Niedermeyer's going to be gone, and vice versa. And so I said Osavet's back, and so I will say Niedermeyer is not back on this staff next year. He's been a really solid recruiter for Tennessee. I do think at inside linebackers coach, Tennessee needs someone with more of a track record of coaching inside linebackers. That position has shown no growth this season. It would sting from a recruiting standpoint if Niedermeyer goes, but from a player development point of view, they could probably stand to improve at inside linebackers. So I'm going to say Niedermeyer out.
Yeah, perhaps no position group has been more disappointing this season, although the defensive backfield and the offensive line also have arguments for being tremendously disappointing this season, which does bring us to defensive backs, which also brings us to coordinator Derek Ainslie, who has the dual role of defensive coordinator and defensive backs coach.
This is a tough one. I wrote in a mailbag recently that I was very much on the fence, but that I was down for both coordinators to return next season. I'm going to hedge my bets on this podcast. And so cast a wider net, give myself a greater chance of being right. And I will say Derek Ainslie is not back next season. I think, you know, there could be other opportunities for Ainslie. This has not been a great year for Tennessee's defense. Last year was a really good year for Tennessee's defense. I still think Ainslie's a guy who his career is on the rise. And so I think Ainslie is someone that could find other opportunities out there. And I think 2 years on Jeremy Pruitt's staff could be enough for Derek Ainslie, and he might seek opportunities elsewhere. So I'm going to put him down for being out, which puts me, I think, about five new faces on the staff. He asked me at the beginning, more new faces on offense or defense. as this played out, I think I got more on defense, even though I might have said at the onset of this podcast offense. But again, good opportunity there to hedge my bets and say that I had it either right at the beginning of this podcast or at the end.
And that brings us to Jim Chaney, whom you've already said you think will be back and outlined a lot of those reasons why. So we don't even need to touch on Jim Chaney and his nice little salary there to just call the plays. Doesn't coach a position at Tennessee, which is why there's the imbalance on the coaching staff. That is all from us here, the Volunteer State today. John Adams will come back at some point and replace me, which I know everyone will be very excited about because he's John Adams. How can you not be excited? Stay tuned to Go Vols Extra and Knox News for all the latest on Tennessee football, basketball, and all other fun things.